Hey, Triple M Club members.
Welcome to your very own podcast.
Can I come in?
There's your name on the list, mate. You're not getting in if your name's not on the list.
This is the Triple M Club members'
very own podcast.
Hello, it's Digby, and welcome to the very first ever Triple M Club podcast. What an occasion this is. You and three other people are probably listening to this now. Let's see if we can grow those numbers. The Triple M Club is a big part of what we do. You're so special to us. We try and reward you with prizes, tickets to movies, shows, whatever we can get our hands on. So what this is designed to do is keep you up to date with everything that's been happening because of your input here at Triple M. You're going to be filled in with everything that's been playing on Triple M, what other Triple M Club members have been winning, what you've been saying, and most importantly, what you can win. So welcome to it once again. Let's go. Coming up, what are these two Triple M Club members arguing about?
It just does nothing for me.
Oh, I don't know whether anyone needs to push slash.
Also, what does it sound like when you win amazing prizes by being a Triple M Club member?
You're kidding me.
No, I'm not. It's yours.
Oh, God, I'm joking. I can't believe it.
And what's this chick got to do with heavy rock? You'll find out. Let's get to it. This is the Triple M Club Members Podcast. First up, the top five songs of the week, presented by Tom Hanks' character in Castaway when he knocks his own tooth out. Number five, John Butler Trio's new song, Home. Number four, Paul Kelly's new one,
With the One I Love.
Number three, The Living End, Don't Lose It. Don't lose it. Don't lose it. And number two, it's Dean Lewis, still hanging around the top of the ARIA charts with his slightly controversial addition to the Triple M sound, Be Alright. I know you love her, but it's over, mate. It doesn't matter, put the phone away. It's never easy to walk away, let her go. And at number one, Vance Joy, We're Going Home, featuring the great misheard lyric, home.
If we're naked or we're not, we won't be alone.
If we make it or we don't, we won't be alone. When I see your light shine, I know I'm home. If you're waiting all your life, you won't ever go.
Some other songs containing the same misheard lyric include Bon Jovi, It Doesn't Make a Difference If We're Naked or Not. And the Foo Fighters, I Can't Cry Naked Alone. And now it's what's facing the chopping block, presented by the angry coach from the internet.
Put your f***ing down. You want to be waited out there? You don't want to be waited?
It's Slash and Miles Kennedy. Driving Rain. While it's a hard-hitting song from Slash's upcoming album, Living the Dream, out on September 28th, it hasn't had the breakthrough effect we anticipated. Perhaps because it sounds too similar to their more recent stuff. You want to save it? You'll need to speak up in your feedback. And now it's time for the guitar-gument. This is where two Triple M Club members get amped up about the song on the chopping block. In one corner, it's Mike from Fitzroy North.
Yeah, g'day.
Who's not as much of a fan. And in the other corner, we have Vicky.
G'day.
Who's in favour of Slash and Miles Kennedy. So let's hear their arguments.
There is no debate. I love it. I think it's great. Miles Kennedy, I'll have him too. No problem.
Look, fair enough. I understand Slash is one of the greatest guitarists of all time. I just don't understand why he's lending his talents to this sort of generic one, I reckon. It just does nothing for me. I want to hear something fresh and new from Slash, not this sort of... Yeah, it just sounds like any song from 1999.
Oh, look at rock. That's all that matters. Slash knows how to rock. You know, there's a formula. We're happy with it. We're fans, so that's what we've come to expect.
Well, I'd like him to push himself a bit more. Obviously, Slash's rock credentials are not in question, but I just think that it's easy for him to coast by when he could be, you know, like pushing the boundaries a little bit, doing something a bit different. It just does nothing for me.
Oh, I don't know whether anyone needs to push Slash. I think Slash does what Slash wants to do, and it's fun by me. Sounds like it should. Sounds like Slash. It's kind of Gunners, and it's got Miles Kennedy on it.
A bit overproduced, maybe, Rob.
Oh, well, yes, very overproduced. It just sounds like studio work to me, really. It sounds like you're picking your drivers in a racing game or something. No guts to it, nothing interesting.
I don't know. I don't know. Live track, Rob, so studio it is. Producer is. That's how it works. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure what you're getting at with that.
I'm happy to leave that there. No, I think you've taken the point.
All right, guys. Thank you. We'll leave it there. The guitar argument. Coming up, we'll make you want to win a trip somewhere by playing audio of a Triple M Club member who's not you, who did win something, but we'll make it sound like they weren't very appreciative of it, so you'll want to win instead. Mate, yep. You want a trip to the States.
Oh, thank you very much, yeah.
Plus, we'll tell you what you can win. Hint, you'll be the best dad ever if you win this. But now, Cassie's Week in Rock. Over to you, Cass.
Thanks, Digby. This weekend, the members of Nirvana reunited in Seattle. Nirvana bass player Chris Novoselic jumped on stage with the Foo Fighters to take on the Vaseline's Molly's Lips that Nirvana recorded in 1992. Watch it at triplem.com.au. In sad news this week, Melbourne-based musician Conway Savage passed away, age 58. Conway was a key member of the Aussie punk scene and most recently was in Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds band. On a lighter note, some dealers made a fake Metallica Australian tour post. The band have announced they want a tour down under before 2019, but nothing is confirmed. You can see the poster on the Triple M website. Homegrown metal band The Ebony Affliction have gone to number one on the ARIA charts this week with their sixth studio album, Misery. Our very own Jane Gazzo caught up with the band on Homegrown this week. Catch the full interview on the Triple M app. Queens of the Stone Age are currently on tour in Australia, and we sent Triple M Sydney's Becco along. Read his review on the Triple M website and don't miss the shows happening this weekend in Melbourne. Finally, the big news-making headlines this week. Apparently, Malcolm Young recorded over 100 songs with his brother Angus before he retired from AC/DC in 2014. His guitar parts are to be featured on the new AC/DC album. The lineup of the band is still a mystery, so we asked our very own Lee Simon what he thought.
It's all speculation at the moment. Whether you start with why did Brian leave the band, because none of us are buying that it had anything to do with hearing. There had to be something going on in the background there. Do we really want Axl Rose if the band does record again and hit the road again to be the front man? Personally, no. If I had my way, I would resurrect Bon Scott. That would be option number one. Option number two is obviously Brian Johnson. Cliff Williams resigned at the end of the Black Ice tour. Why? I don't know. Does that open the door for Mark Evans to return to the band, which we'd all love? And this is a nostalgia thing as well. All we know is that the band is Angus, that Stevie Young would be the rhythm guitarist in any iteration of the band that came back together again. I can only hope that Brian Johnson is back in the band again and whatever it was has been forgiven by all parties and the door opened there. Let's not lose sight of the fact also that he was one of the writers in the band, so that's critical.
For all your rock news, visit the music section on the website. Visit triplem.com.au.
Thanks, Cass. Triple M Club members get access to the biggest bands in the world. You've been loving them for years on Triple M, and when they play live, we want to get you there. Most of the time, they come here. But sometimes, they also play overseas. In these cases, it's an opportunity for us to give you a holiday, like in the case of Def Leppard. They're playing Melbourne later this year. But before they do, they're meeting up with Journey in Los Angeles for a gig at the Forum. Tony and his missus have been enjoying Def Leppard for years on Triple M, suggesting that we play songs like Let's Get Rocked and Rock of Ages. Real Def Leppard fans, the album tracks, etc. So we picked him as a lucky winner to go and meet him in LA.
You're kidding me.
No, I'm not. It's yours.
Oh, my God. I'm shaking. I can't believe it. Woo!
Economy class flights. 2 nights accommodation.
Oh, my head is spinning.
Minimum 4 stars as well. We take care of you. Can you remember what arm Rick Allen's missing?
Oh, probably obviously not the most important arm, is it?
Don't embarrass yourself when you shake Rick Allen's arm and get the wrong one, man, because you get to meet them too.
Oh, this is amazing. My partner's in hospital at the moment. She is going to go nuts.
It's just a part of being a Triple M Club member. Tell your mates, or maybe don't in case they win. Nah, tell them. Now, this week's prize might take you by surprise. You ever heard of this chick? Your kids definitely have. Her name's Taylor Swift and she's coming to Etihad Stadium on the 26th of October. Now here at the Triple M Club, we've jumped on this because we want you to be the best parent in the world. Make no mistake, Taylor is one of millennials' biggest things, apart from ignoring you in the car. And when we saw that she was coming to town, we figured, well, you're going to be bugged by your kids to go, so how about we send you for free? You can go full parent with this. You can hold it over them and threaten to rip the tickets up if they don't clean your car every weekend. Whatever cruel power trip you want to go on, as a parent, you want these tickets. And by the way, you might enjoy Taylor Swift. When I saw her in 2015, she rocked. Make sure you check your inbox this week to win. Before we go, Vance Joy was in town this week playing live at Eddie's desk. Have a bit of it right here.
We're going home. If we make it or we don't, we won't be alone. When I see a light shine, I know I'm home. If you're waiting all your life, you won't ever go. When I see a light shine, I know I'm home. When I see a light shine, I know I'm home. When I see a light shine.
I had a quick chat with him. He's well connected in the upcoming Australian music scene. And I asked him about any new music that we should be keeping our eyes on. Ears on, sorry.
There's a band called Middle Kids. They're from Sydney, I believe, and they have a song called Edge of Town, and it's a banger. And also singer-songwriter, I think she's moved to Melbourne, but her name's Julia Jacqueline, and she's got some beautiful music as well.
I tracked them down for you. Have a quick listen. Middle Kids, Edge of Town. You're always calling in with names of new bands, many of which are probably your mate's band or something. I thought I'd give you a heads up in case we start hearing more from these guys in the future. They could be future Triple M stars. So if you like what you hear, you can always call me on air, 133353, or get me at Digby Gillings on Twitter just to ask for it again. You guys build and shape what we do here at Triple M, so feedback and questions are always welcome. I'll speak to you this week in the letter we send out. Remember to read it and give your feedback or whatever we ask you to do for those Taylor Swift tickets. See you around, Triple M Club members. Enjoy the train or bus ride home. No doubt that's the only time that you actually listen to this. Triple M. And remember, Triple M Club members get more.